This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The top public health officials in the United States are making a now familiar plea to Americans as the coronavirus continues spreading across the nation. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Appearing before a House panel, CDC Director Robert Redfield, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and Trump administration virus testing czar Brett Giroir said, no, there is no vaccine yet, but Americans are also not defenseless against the virus.
We have powerful tools.
Five easy things to do.
Avoiding crowded indoor spaces, or washing hands, or wearing a mask.
Universal wearing of masks, avoiding crowds, physical distancing.
Not just some of us. But all of us embrace these tools, we will get a handle on this pandemic.
Fauci says he's optimistic Americans will have widespread access to a vaccine after one is approved as safe and effective, hopefully by year's end. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Pharma giants GlaxoSmithKline and Sanofi Pasteur will supply 100 million doses of experimental COVID-19 vaccine to the United States as governments buy up supplies in hopes that something will work. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The companies say in a statement, the U.S. will pay up to $2.1 billion for development, including clinical trials, manufacturing, scale-up, and delivery of its joint vaccine. Sanofi will get the bulk of the funds. Washington has a further option for the supply of an additional 500 million doses longer term as part of its Operation Warp Speed program. Earlier this week, the British government signed a deal for 60 million doses of a potential vaccine that could start to be rolled out in the first half of next year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News.